as a candidate for state representative. He's on the other end of our line. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony.
Interesting piece of news I received from you yesterday. The city of East Lansing recently celebrated the 40th anniversary of protecting lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender families. And yesterday marked that. East Lansing was the first city in the United States to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, back March 7th, 1972, the East Lansing City Council, by a vote of 4-1, passed one of the first actual prohibitions against discrimination against hiring of individuals who are gay or lesbian. And I don't think in 1972 they realized that they were, you know, creating this beginning ground. But East Lansing has a point in history for the gay liberation movement.
How important is that?
I think it's very important as a community with a university that, you know, takes and trains and educates people from all across the world. I think it sends a message that we're an open community, a diverse community, and that we want to be an inclusive place to live, work, and play.
There is a bill pending in the state legislature to ban Michigan cities from protecting these groups of people, these residents, from discrimination. Tell me about that.
That's right. There's a House Bill 5039. It's been introduced by Representative McMillan, and it will prohibit community from the things that East Lansing, Ann Arbor, Ferndale, a lot of communities across the state have done over the years, which is to protect people, their rights, based on their sexual orientation. You know, the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act of 1976 provides a set of opportunities, as well as allows local communities to go beyond it. And that's what's been happening over the last 40 years, is local communities have been focused on providing this type of opportunity to protect the rights of families and individuals based on their sexual orientation.
And there's been some support for some legislation that would take away already in place employee benefits, insurance for partners, as opposed to being married to or marriage between a man or a woman. That's caused some stresses and strains also.
Absolutely. Last year in December, unfortunately, the governor signed a bill that would prohibit individuals from receiving health care benefits from public employees. Local communities and universities have been providing these other eligible individuals, what we call OEIs, benefits. And unfortunately, the governor didn't see that as a priority. He sent the wrong message, I think, to the nation as well as to the residents of his own state. We're supposed to be in a global economy. We should be providing all the services that bring the best talented individuals to our state or keep them in our state. And for us to remove things that are being done in Fortune 500 companies to bring in the best and most talented people doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And so for a governor who's been talking about, you know, being this business leader, here's a best practice from business that we unfortunately have taken away from individuals in our state.
Sam, let's say you're elected and you're a state representative and you're debating this issue of benefits for partners with people who believe, you know what, Sam, I like you and I respect you, but my faith tells me that people who are not married in terms of being a man or a woman, my God tells me that I can't support that type of union and I can't support anything that would support that type of lifestyle. What would you tell those people?
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with faith or religion. I think what we're trying to talk about here is providing people basic rights. Somebody shouldn't be able to be fired from a job. Somebody shouldn't be able to be turned away from a restaurant just based on their sexual orientation. And currently, right now, our laws provide that. To me, there's no religion that says that we should discriminate against people. I think health care should be a benefit that's provided to all. This isn't a religious issue, health care. It's a competitive issue. It's an economic development issue. It's a basic rights issue. And I've never read in any religious documentation that, you know, providing basic rights to individuals is opposed to that. And so I think what unfortunately happens is people try to bring in religion into this topic when the reality is we should be providing benefits, we should be providing rights to all individuals, regardless of who they are or what that they believe in.
Sam, from your perspective, why are we even talking about this? Why is this an issue, and why are people trying to take back what's already in place?
I really don't know. I mean, here for 40 years, a community like East Lansing has embraced this. We have 17 other communities that have expanded their ordinances to also provide protections. We've got states across the country that do this. You know, the country of Canada provides that within their constitution. So I don't understand why these issues get brought up. To me, it takes away from what we should really be talking about, which is our economy, our global competitiveness, and we should be doing the things that make us more globally competitive. And having, healthcare benefits for individuals, having rights for people of sexual orientation make a lot of sense. It makes business sense. And that's why it's been being done in the private sector, and that's why it should be done in the public sector. If I was there in the state legislature, I would be actually talking about how we should be making this a state law. We shouldn't be just having local communities provide this protection. This should be a state law. We should expand the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act and provide this protection for all individuals across the state.
Sam Singh is a candidate for state representative. He's the former mayor of East Lansing. Sam, we'll be talking with you throughout the campaign. Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.